thank you for joining us for Life and Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell and Collins Attorneys at Law.
'Cause I'm the tax man.
Call in now with your tax questions at 800-818-2255 or locally at 247-7282 or 353-4674.
And we have Andrew joining us now. Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good morning, Ben. Doing well.
Hope you had a good 4th.
Definitely.
Yeah, good. All right. What are we talking about today?
Today, Ben, we have a tax court case that teaches us a couple lessons. I think it's pretty instructive, especially with our listeners out there who have started businesses in the past or are thinking about starting businesses. This kind of gives you an indication of where the IRS as well as the tax court, you know, views these types of startup operations. And there is this limitation. I think the best way to get started is just kind of a little background. So I think most of our listeners know that if you're carrying on a business, a trader business, that you're allowed to deduct certain items immediately. You know, you've got your travel, your meals, your advertising costs, anything that's associated with your business, you're allowed to deduct in that particular per year. The kicker comes is when you're starting a business. 'Cause, you know, a lot of times, Ben, it takes money to make money and you got to get started somehow. And sometimes you're spending money, you're researching, you're trying to figure out the market, you're developing a business plan, but you don't actually start the business in that particular year. Then there's another section, section 195, which comes into play, which says that you can't deduct those expenses immediately. So an example would be that you're traveling around the country trying to figure out different markets for a product, let's just say. You want to sell your widget in Omaha, Nebraska. So you travel to Omaha
market
and you meet
research.
With people. Exactly, market research. But then you don't actually, you know, get the product, you don't actually develop the product for several years later. Section 195 basically allows you to go back and take and amortize those expenses, not deduct them in the year in which you start your business, basically. So that's the competing things we have in this particular case, Ben, as well as substantiation issues. So the question, first question when we get into the case will be, was this taxpayer carrying on a trader business, meaning he could deduct these particular items in the current year, or is he limited by this 195 exclusion, which basically just says startup expenses have to be amortized in the year in which you actually start your business? So that's kind of the competing things we're dealing with here. And we've got Mr. Smith, and I'm not making this name up. This is actually his name. His name is Stephen Smith, and he owns a company called Vegan Worldwide LLC, and his company is involved in the distribution of vegan food products. Guess what state he's from?
California.
California. Ding, ding, ding. Good one, Ben. And so, you know, the company offers these products in Canada, Mexico, Colombia, Chile, Dominican Republic. And the tax year that we're concerned about here is 2014. And Mr. Smith's just background, he's a professor at Cal Berkeley. And he works on, you know, business. So, you know, it's not, it's not out of the realm of possibility for him to try to start his own kind of business. So you can kind of get where we're going here. He's trying to export vegan foods to these countries. And so what do you got to do, Ben? You got to go down to these countries. You got to go down to, you know, Colombia, Chile, Dominican Republic. But you know, those are also nice destinations to visit. So the question ultimately becomes, you know, was he starting this business in this particular year? And so in 2014, he did enter into two distribution agreements with two different food manufacturers. And the agreements allowed the company to market and distribute those manufacturers' food products. And he traveled to Latin American countries to attend food shows, find customers, market the products of the business. And those are pretty much what happened in 2014. And he reported $2,000 of gross receipts and had $41,000 of expenses. So he's got a net loss of $39,000 that he has taken in 2014. He gets audited. The auditor basically just says you can't substantiate, you can't support your deductions with documentation. At trial, the IRS said, well, even if you could support them, they're still not going to be deductible because those were startup expenses. You had no revenue, virtually no revenue in this particular business. So you're really not carrying on a trader business. So you're really limited by 195, and you need to amortize those expenses when you act in the year in which you actually did start your business. So you kind of see here, Ben, we've got, you know, he's got a couple of distribution agreements. He's visiting these countries. He has very little revenue.
But he does have some.
He's got that $2,000 of revenue. None, by the way, from the foreign countries. Only the $2,000 was only from the United States.
But he sent some product out.
Had a little bit of product going out. Okay. What do you think? What do you think as far as one, does 195 limit his deductibility of these expenses? Or do you think if he could substantiate all of them, would they be deductible because he's carrying on a trader business based on the facts and circumstances I gave you?
Well, you know, this is where I want a line item veto because I would say that the foreign enterprises had not yet begun. The domestic ones may have.
Yeah. And so the court basically analyzes it and says that the key to his, whether he was carrying on the business, is the fact that he got these two distribution agreements. So the court says once you, you know, one of the big things about starting a business is you got to have a product. And so by him getting these distribution agreements in place and by starting to get the products, Soy Curls is the name of the product, by the
right.
way. He got the right to distribute that product. And the court said that was enough. They said, you know, revenue is obviously a big contributing factor as to whether or not you've started a business. But in his particular case, they believe that just by him getting that, those products was enough to say that he has actually started his trader business. And then if he could substantiate the expenses, then he's going to be good to go because they'll be fully deductible in the, in 2014. Now I keep saying the word if
yeah,
he could substantiate,
right.
Because the problem is that he cleared the 195 hurdle. So he cleared the startup issue.
But substantiating the other expenses.
Had a problem there.
Yeah.
And this is kind of the second lesson. So the first lesson for our listeners is obviously, where's that line between when you start your business and when you're actually just, you know, kind of getting ready to begin carrying on your business? And that's a facts and circumstances question. And it's something that you really need to review with your preparer, your tax preparer, before you make that decision, whether or not you're going to currently deduct those items or whether you're going to use the 195 and amortize over 5 years, those startup expenses once you actually do start your business. But the second thing is that for goodness sakes, keep your documentation. And this is an important lesson here because while he did have some receipts to substantiate his $39,000 of expenses, one of his biggest problems is that proving business purpose for these particular expenses. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean, when you go down to the Dominican Republic,
right,
and you're going to Colombia and you're going to Chile, and you're trying to, you're going there for, you got to go there for business. You can't go there for pleasure. And the issue became for him is that he could prove that he maybe made expenses in these countries, but he could not equate them to business purpose. And I'll tell you the ones he did win on, Ben, which is very interesting. And I think this is one of the most important takeaways from this case. He won on business purpose and was allowed to deduct certain expenses when there was an email chain.
Yeah. So I was going to say,
back
if there
and
was
forth between
email or snail mail chain. Yeah,
exactly. Back and forth between people that were, you know, going to try to use these products, try to, you know, allow him to retail these products. In these
Thank you for meeting
countries.
With me while we were in Costa Rica.
You
and,
got it.
So.
And so the ones where he was successful was when he could draw that business purpose line by this emails. And they viewed it as, you know, circumstantial evidence is the way they put it in the case. Circumstantial evidence that there was a business purpose for this meeting. And so emails, texts, anything that you've got, and you're, when you're trying to deduct these types of expenses, you know, hit that screenshot of that text message. Save that into a folder with regards to tax issues, whatever you want to do on your computer. But it's so important because he won on those issues when he had those that type of backup documentation.
Right.
He lost on everything else. When even when he had a receipt saying, yes, I spent, you know, $250 in, you know, in Chile on this particular date, they said, well, that's all fine and good, but what was the business purpose in this? And then right. he says, well, I was there doing this. And they're like, kind of self-serving testimony there. Where's that correspondence between, you know, the person that you were working with to back up your deduction?
We used to take a note on a receipt, you know, right on the
that's
receipt
right.
that says I met with so-and-so, but that doesn't mean that it actually happened.
Same thing, but that's at least better than nothing,
yeah.
You know, and again, that writing down is a big part of it.
Well, it's an email chain. That
correct,
would,
yeah,
that would
and I
it.
Mean, and exactly what you said, memorialize that meeting. Go mm-hmm. back to your desk or from your phone right there.
Take a selfie.
Thank you for the selfie. Thank you for meeting with me today.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's worth its weight in gold when it comes to substantiation with regards to the tax court.
Yeah.
So just some good evidence.
I'm not kidding. Actually,
lesson.
Take a selfie. You know, if you're meeting with somebody in a foreign country, say, hey, look, can we take a picture? I'd like to see.
That's right.
Yeah, then you can at least have
document
something to
date,
document.
Time, place.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
you really do a lot with a picture.
Yeah.
So
there you
agree.
Go. This is Coastal Daybreak, and that's A Life in Taxes with Andrew Foster. If you want to find out more from Andrew and get some other advice, too, you can contact him, afoster@harvellandcollins.com. And go to harvellandcollins.com to look up past shows and to make those appointments, too. We'll have more to come in just a moment.